Unit 19. A Star is Born. There are hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. There are hundreds of billions of stars in our galaxy, the Milky Way. Stars have life cycles like humans and other living creatures. Stars have life cycles like humans and other living creatures. Our galaxy contains enormous clouds of gas and dust called nebulae. Our galaxy contains enormous clouds of gas and dust called nebulae. A nebula has the potential to become a star as well as an asteroid or a planet. A nebula has the potential to become a star as well as an asteroid or a planet. As the protostar heats up, the pressure builds on the energy particles or atoms. As the protostar heats up, the pressure builds on the energy particles or atoms. This process is called nuclear fusion, and it keeps the protostar from falling apart under the pressure of gravity. This process is called nuclear fusion, and it keeps the protostar from falling apart under the pressure of gravity. A star without much mass will not glow as brightly or be as hot as a star that was made with more gas and dust. A star without much mass will not glow as brightly or be as hot as a star that was made with more gas and dust. Then they turn inside themselves and die, becoming black dwarfs. Then they turn inside themselves and die, becoming black dwarfs. A massive red giant gets hotter and hotter until it generates a supernova, which is a massive stellar explosion that can get as hot as 1 billion degrees Celsius and light up the sky for several months. A massive red giant gets hotter and hotter until it generates a supernova, which is a massive stellar explosion that can get as hot as 1 billion degrees Celsius and light up the sky for several months. Then the void left behind after the explosion is swallowed up by gravity and a black hole is formed. Then the void left behind after the explosion is swallowed up by gravity and a black hole is formed.